right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Let's go back to the phone lines. Let's go to Dave from Mequon. Hey, good morning, Dave. How you doing, man? What do you say?
Hey, good morning, Earl. Thanks for taking my call.
All right.
In regards with Mandela Barnes, he might have not have said defund the police like we were saying directly. However, he has said we need to reallocate resources from the police department, which is essentially, that's basically the same idea. It's the same principle. And what he means by that is that he's clearly said we need to take more money from the police department to do more mental health and some other programs, whatever. He has said that. And if you remember, there's a picture of him, and he has been a strong advocate for abolishing ICE, which is at the border.
Hey, Dave, are you on a speakerphone?
I'm in the car, actually.
Okay, go ahead. Okay, that explains it. Go ahead.
Okay, all right. You want me to take myself off speaker here?
Yeah, take yourself off the speaker, because we got all that stuff in the background.
Can you hear me better now?
I can hear you better. Go ahead.
Okay. So, anyway, long story short, he has been a big advocate of that.
So that should disqualify him. That should disqualify him.
Listen. We do need police resources because there is a lot of crime. There's no question. The response times, if you look at response times, I'll give you an example. And I just went to a Eastside board meeting earlier this week. The police response times are just exponentially way more. And when something does happen, they're not able to respond to that situation. And so it can get actually more out of hand. And so we do have to recognize the fact that if people are in trouble, and if it takes the police, more than a half hour to get there, that's not good. So, Dave,
somehow that has to do with Mandela Barnes. Let me tell you what that has to do with. That has to do with the fact that right now we live in a city that is almost destitute when it comes to resources because we have a state that has been unwilling to make sure that the city of Milwaukee and Milwaukee County gets its fair share, will not allow them to raise a sales tax that will allow the city of Milwaukee to be able to hire enough law enforcement officers. I'll tell you, I live in the city. I'm a property owner. I'm a property owner in the city, and I don't want to have to abdicate my garbage pickup because people want more and more law enforcement that we can't afford. I don't want my street lights cut off because we know now that the pensions of the police, the fire, is pretty soon going to take total control over the budget because we have a state legislature that's unwilling to look at this issue and allow this city in Milwaukee County to raise the funds necessary to make it possible for us to do what we need to do. So at the root of it, that has nothing to do with Mandela Barnes.
I would counter this, though, Earl. So, obviously, Governor Evers has allocated some additional money to the city of Milwaukee. And we do know, listen, the city of Milwaukee has actually, if you look at all the new projects that have been developed and are still in process of, coming to fruition, there is definitely a huge tax base in the city of Milwaukee, and Mayor Johnson, he has not been a huge advocate of the police. And what I say by that, Earl, is the fact that he has made a point of where he actually said, you know, we have to, this is what we got to do. I'm not saying that he doesn't like the police, but that doesn't seem to be a priority.
I would respond to you in this manner. The chief of police would disagree with you categorically. The chief of police does not agree with the statement you just made. So who are we to believe? Mm-hmm. You or the chief of police?
Well, again, I'm just looking at it from the standpoint of an everyday citizen. If you need to call the police, there's not enough resources.
Yeah, but
I don't hear the police chief coming out every day saying, hey, we need, you know, all these additional officers. I don't hear that from him.
Hey, Dave, again, there are no enough resources to bring on additional police. And the reason there aren't enough resources to bring on additional police is because we have a state legislature that refuses to allow the city itself to raise the resources necessary to pay off and pay the pension obligations.
So let me counter this really quick.
Do it quick because the phone lines are jammed.
Okay, so the city of Milwaukee, all of a sudden they find hundreds of millions of dollars for the convention center. Okay? We got a convention center that's way over budget, and the county and the city are more than willing to make
Dave,
up the difference.
Does that have something to do with Mandela Barnes?
What I'm saying, no, that part does not.
Okay.
But what I'm saying to you is that when I hear the crocodile tears with the city not having enough money, I see them blowing a huge chunk for a convention center, and then it's running over budget.
Hey, Dave, thank you very much for the call. I'm sorry, man. I got the phone lines are jammed.
Sure.
Appreciate it.
All right.
Let's go to Dave from San Francisco. Hey, good morning, Dave. How you doing? Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
Well, I'm glad I followed him before the ads. The other caller, that earlier caller was dead on point. He mentioned Reagan and trust but verify. A big part of taxation with representation is that we get to see the receipts. You know, if you've got a bunch of bigots who are hogging the tax dollars, and the last caller, you know, talking about the police who are hogging the tax dollars, out here in San Francisco, bunch of years ago, it was shortly after the savings and loans crooks, the police budget and they were complaining about the homeless on the street, and they jacked up the electricity for all of the streetlights in San Francisco by 30%. So they made it brighter just to make it harder for the homeless to hide. So rather than having any kind of services for the homeless, they paid the electric company basically 30% more per night just in order to make it harder for the homeless to hide. And then they ordered the Parks Department to rip out all the bushes so they had nothing to hide in. And so rather than, you know, justice is always cheaper than defense. And if you read the old book, Rise and Fall of the Roman Empire, it opens up. The opening paragraphs say that paranoia was caused the Roman Empire to go bankrupt, that they had basically conquered all of these lands, and then they basically mismanaged them. They did a sloppy job keeping the slaves in line, and they basically sat around on their asses complaining, and nobody wanted to get drafted in Rome to deal with it, so they hired mercenaries, and that was where the Visigoths came from.
Hey, Dave.
And,
I wish I had more time, man, but thank you very much for the call. Phone lines are jammed.
Well, just to wrap it, but it's just they were too cheap to even pay the Visigoths, so the Visigoths came and stormed Rome in order to get back pay. And, you know, you can smell it with these Republicans. They do not care about a budget. They're just divide and conquer.
Hey, Dave, thank you very much for the call. I really appreciate it. Let's go to Mary from Wauwatosa. Hey, good morning to you, Mary. How you doing? Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
Good morning, Earl. Good morning, Earl. I listen to all the banter on the radio about issues, but what drives me to distraction is the lack of attention caused by climate change and global warming, and I hope that people are going to start to pay attention and take personal action, because this crisis is guaranteed to take us down if it's not remedied.
You know, Mary, you know, we talk about it on these airways. There are people who ignore it. They ignore it because this global warming may not affect them in their lifespans. You know, well, we just saw a part of it in Florida. But you know, you may not see it, you know, through your naked eye, but it's coming. And so because it doesn't impact or affect them immediately, that's why you can hear people continue to talk about the fact that we need to do more drilling. Never mind the long-term impacts and effects of what it's going to do. It does not matter, because what we want is cheaper gas. So we don't care if down the road people are going to be impacted and affected, and those who come after us. None of those things seem to matter. You know, I agree with you wholeheartedly, Mary, and it should be one of the main topics of these elections, because a guy like Ron Johnson clearly doesn't care. But yet people don't want to connect him at all to that. And so the ones who will continue to support him, all of us will pay the price for that, because Ron Johnson's not going to be one who focuses at all on that. So thank you very much for calling, my friend. It's always good to hear from you. We've got to go to a break. I see you, CJ and Paul and Tom. Got to go to a break. When we come back, we'll continue the conversation. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.
You can feel my heartbeat out my chest, because this soul touched me slowly.
At 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Let's go right back to the phone lines. Let's go to CJ from Stoughton. Hey, good morning to you, CJ. How you doing? You say what?
Good morning, Earl. Thanks for taking my call. One thing I do know is that no police organizations are supporting Mandela Barnes. They don't believe that he supports them. They don't feel it. And so the mere fact that he was the lead speaker at the Center for Democracy, and that organization supports defunding police. So the mere fact that we know he doesn't support police by... Police don't feel supported by him. He believes, he holds up a T-shirt and proudly, with a smile on his face, abolish ICE. So his performance, he really says nothing about energy independence, doesn't say anything about inflation. We're living in a democratic world. We feel it. Your party's in control, and the failures are plenty. We are safer and more prosperous with a Republican in office.
Hey, CJ. Period. Hey, CJ. That's your opinion. That's your opinion.
Well,
and so let me and so hey CJ and so let me say this to you, and others who think along the same lines that you do. This campaign, for me and others like me, is not about law enforcement. There's so many other issues. No, don't tell me what should be. There's so many other issues going on that impact people's lives on a daily basis that law enforcement is not at the top of the list. So when there are people, so wait a minute. So when there are people who don't live in the city of Milwaukee, or in many other places. Let me ask you, you live in Stoughton. Crime is the number one issue in Stoughton. There are not enough police in Stoughton. Is it safe to say that?
I don't know where you're going with that.
I'm asking you.
Do you feel safe?
Let me tell you.
I guess I don't care. It's not just about me. It's about people being able to walk freely without being intimidated. And, you know, you're right. It's maybe not the top issue for a lot of voters, and you're right, it isn't. But I would like to have Mandela Barnes explain and not have to backtrack on something else that he has done and said. We haven't heard anything about how he believes about the cost of energy, inflation, the border, national security. He's still backtracking on things he's done and said.
Hey, CJ, then you need to ask the people who interview him why they don't ask them those questions. It's not for
he's
him.
He's been hiding.
It's not for him to step out as a candidate and say and give all of his views, everything that his views. Go ahead.
Well, I guess you know what, that first debate was a joke. The question,
what did that have to do with him?
Because they were all softball.
What did that have to do with him, CJ?
Because most of the panel was Democrats. It didn't have to do with them. We didn't find out squat in that debate. And I tell you what, we did find out Ron Johnson doesn't want to abolish Social Security. He, you know what? He's created jobs. He's paid for jobs.
CJ, I ran down Ron Johnson's record extensively on Monday.
Oh,
maybe you didn't hear it, but let me say this to you. Let me say this to you. Go to Civic Media and pull up the Earl Ingram Show podcast and run down and listen to Ron Johnson's record over the last 16 years. Okay? Thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Paul. I don't know where Paul is from, but go ahead, Paul. What do you say?
Earl, how are you?
All right.
I just want to comment on Mandela Barnes.
Paul, are you from Waukesha? Oh, you're from Waukesha.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Yes. So what I'm going to comment about, you know, crime and Mandela Barnes' stance on crime. Now, you asked CJ if there's enough police in Stoughton. I live in Waukesha. Now, I've been listening to your show the last couple of days. You had a couple good good guests. I like the guy that was on, the guy who had gone out.
Okay, so let's deal with today. Go ahead.
Okay, so I'm referring to Milwaukee. And yes, Mandela's past is coming back to get him.
What's his past?
He's about abolish ICE, defund the police, so on and so forth. Now, where I'm going with this is I'm going to try to answer.
You got to go quickly, man.
Okay, so hold the thought.
Listen, we got to go to break. Hey, hold the thought, Paul. Got to go to a break. When we come back, we'll continue the conversation. Tune into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back. Show as always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Text us at the same number. Let's go back to Paul from Waukesha. Go ahead, Paul. Finish your thought.
How are you, Earl? Okay, now, you mentioned funding for police, and I mean, the funding goes hand in hand. I mean, didn't Milwaukee just have an increase in property tax assessments? I register my cars in Waukesha County. It's $96. In Milwaukee, it's $170. Those are just two taxes I want to point out. So when you make the statement on saying that the Republicans or whoever the state is restricting Milwaukee to raise funds, I mean, those are just two of them. Mandela Barnes is losing, and it's because his past record on crime, he's weak on crime. He's made numerous statements about defunding the police, holding up the shirt.
So let me ask you something.
We all know
So when you say he's weak on crime, define that.
Well, he doesn't seem to back police.
I know, but you know what, though, Paul? This is what bothers me. You live in Waukesha. Mm-hmm. I know Mandela Barnes. He lives in Milwaukee. He and his family are impacted by crime. People he loves are impacted by crime. How can you guys say that he doesn't care about crime?
Because he goes to rallies about defunding the police. That's why.
Okay. You know, I don't even know anymore. It explains. I tell you what it does explain. It explains why Mandela Barnes is, falling in this race. Because the narrative that they put out with all those horrible bigoted Mandela Barnes doesn't care about law enforcement is working. People are buying into that.
They're using his own words, you know. I mean,
they're not using
politics.
His own words.
It's a dirty business. I would never want to be in politics. And the guy from San Francisco talking about San Francisco, well, the Democrats have ruined that city.
Okay, hey, Paul, I wish I had more time, man. Thank you very much for the call. Let's go to line two. Who do we have on line two?
It's Jacob.
Hey, Jacob, how you doing? Thank you very much for the call. Where are you from, Jacob?
I'm from Milwaukee. It's Jake from Milwaukee.
Good. Somebody from Milwaukee.
I know Stoughton has the highest murder rate of any small town in the United States of America. I'm just kidding. And one other thing, before I say it, there's nothing that a conservative, white, Republican male from the burbs can't explain better than anyone else in the world because they know everything. Okay, so this is why I'm voting against Ron Johnson. He's a traitor. He tried to commit treason on several levels to get Trump into office.
True.
Within the coup. That is the only reason I'm voting against Republicans this year is because they've turned into a bunch of whiny little fascists who only care about power and power alone. And they'll do anything and say anything to keep power, be it in the federal government or even in the state of Wisconsin for decades now. They will do anything. So, yes, I don't care about crime. The biggest crime is the fact that Republicans are trying to commit treason, and there are a bunch of sniveling beta males who just don't have any backbone to do the right thing. So, there you guys go. That's it.
Hey, Jake, man, thank you very much for the call. Really appreciate it. Let's go. Let's go to line three. Eric from Tulsa, I think it is, right? Eric from Tulsa.
He's on.
Huh?
Yes, he's on. Eric of Tulsa. Are you there?
Am I here? Yes, sir.
Hello. Good morning.
Yeah, go ahead. What are your thoughts,
Eric? Yeah, I'm doing some work, and I just, once the righty-tighty-whiteys get on, it's hard to knock it on the phone and say something about it. I'm telling you what, it's funny, though. If you listen, you'll listen to CJ. He actually kind of, you got to take this note, is that he is now saying it's a Democratic world, not a Democrat world. So all of that, like, you know, you notice there's one show on the airwaves that won't even take his calls anymore because they're like, you can call Righty Tighty Whitey Radio if you want to talk like this. And now I believe the Devil's Advocates make him wait until the whole show is over with and take his call at the end. So he's been waiting for like an hour or two to get on. That's
BJ. But you also notice that CJ is not the only Republican who is calling.
Oh, of course. But he's been long the most, you know, bombastic. So really quickly, and also you can see that the question you asked him, Earl, where he even said, like, I'm not sure where you're going here, you basically exposed this hypocrisy about everything because what he thought in his head is like, well, there is no crime in Stoughton. I feel very safe. And then he didn't know how to even answer after he was raising the alarm about Milwaukee because he's an hour away from Milwaukee. So my point about these folks, Dave, CJ, Gary, the last guy that called, is they're all carrying water for racist fascists. And everybody might ask, like, how can they do that? It's because as white, straight, Christian males, they understand, or at least they believe, that their democracy will not be taken away. Because if you name, you name one right that they're fearing losing versus everybody else in these elections, they're not. They understand that the people that they support don't want to take democracy away. They want to take it away from everybody else. And just really quickly, I just want to remind everyone, too, that as they're talking about words and what's true and what people are saying and not saying, tonight's the second debate between Lieutenant Governor Barnes and Senator Johnson is tonight on TMJ at 6 p.m. So everyone can watch, and then they can actually come to the phones informed tomorrow as opposed to talking points. I also would like to ask if the folks that are on here calling and supporting Ron Johnson, the water carriers, if they support Ron Johnson's idea that he proposed a couple weeks ago to put seniors back to work in order to avoid having to hire migrant labor. He literally said we should bring seniors back to work and we should offer them jobs again. And I wonder if any of these folks are retired or they know people that are retired. If they can get some folks they know to line up to go back to work, that'd be great. And then Ron Johnson can have someone supporting his ideas.
Eric, good stuff as always, my friend. Thank you very much. Tom, thanks for hanging in there, Tom. You got the last of it. You heard a lot, man. You heard a lot. Souls to the Polls is Pastor Greg Lewis has joined us. But what do you say, Tom, after all of what you just heard?
Well, what I'd like to say is I can't believe people that vote against their best interest. You know what? Ron Johnson has a record. You read it on Monday. I think each day you just need to read what it is that Ron Johnson has been against and what he's voted against, because he's actually voted against increasing funding for the Capitol Police. He's actually voted against the police. I mean, a vote, an actual vote that makes a difference in people's lives. Mandela Barnes has been the lieutenant governor of the state of Wisconsin. And the state of Wisconsin has done better. So they have to clean up all of Scott Walker's crap. But it's like, come on. And then a legislature that doesn't even meet for a whole year. And the legislature is what actually gives the money or gives the ability for Tony Evers to even make appointments. I mean, come on, guys. Be smart here. And don't pick one thing out of the weeds. Look at the whole record. Ron Johnson has been basically a no on everything that's going to help middle-class and working-class people. And he just listens to his donors. I know a lot of people get it, but I'll tell you what, these guys that call in, they got like one thing on their mind. And you know what? It doesn't even affect them, in all honesty. I mean, it's just crazy to me.
So, Tom.
But I did want to say that Souls to the Polls, WI.org. I hope the pastor says, you know, Souls to the Polls. He said Wisconsin last time on this, WI.org. And also, just to help out, I actually purchased Souls to the Polls, Wisconsin.com. And Souls to the Polls, WI.com. So if they go to even the .coms, they're going to find the .org. So just so you know that. But, yeah, I just can't with these people. They are the most dishonest. You know, Sandy talks about us getting along with them on the other side. How?
So you know, so you have, you know, and what do you say the only way to fix all of this is, Tom? You want to appeal to the
listeners? The only thing I can say, Earl, is every day, if you can just read off Ron Johnson's record from here until Election Day.
I will do that, but what's the one way that we can change all of this?
Everybody get out and vote. Vote now. They were saying on the AP, which I think is such a slanted group of people anyway, they said that the 8.7% hike on Social Security, and then they go and give a bunch of negative news after it. But, yeah, people get out and vote. And you can vote now. You can vote by mail right now. You don't have to wait until October 25th. You can actually vote right now. And then take 10 people with you on the day of the polls if you want to go to the actual polls.
So, Tom, hey.
Voting, that's the only
Tom,
thing we can do.
Hang on a second, because the maestro of voting himself has made it into the studio. Pastor Greg Lewis of Pastors United, of Souls to the Polls, and what else?
Power to the Polls.
Power to the Polls is in the studio. Tom, what do you want to say to Pastor Lewis? All the way from L.A., what do you want to say to him?
Yeah, thank you very much, Pastor Lewis, for what you do. I'm originally from Wisconsin, so I have a very, and I think as goes Wisconsin, goes the nation in terms of our democracy or fascism. So I'm very, very interested, of course, in the race.
Amen.
But also because I'm from a small town in Wisconsin, a very rural town of only 2,000 people by Eau Claire. And I just want to say thank you for what you do. And I was telling Earl that I actually went out and bought Souls to the Polls, WI.com, and Souls to the Polls, Wisconsin.com.
Amen.
So people can find your website even easier.
Oh, wow.
And, yeah, and just, but I have it forwarded to your .org. So
wow.
If people want to get, you know, to the site, they can get that way. We have to do whatever we can to get people, to the polls, and I have volunteered. I haven't heard back from your organization yet, but I have volunteered to make phone calls to people all around Wisconsin that need rides to the polls, and I hope that someone gets in contact with me on that, because this election is so important to our democracy.
You can call me direct. My number is 414-324-1629. That number is very public. 414-324-1629. And I'll make sure that we put you in touch with the proper people.
Hey, Tom, man, absolutely. Thank you very
thank
much
you very
as
much.
Always, my friend. I really appreciate it. Once again, Pastor Lewis is here. Got to go to a break. When we come back, we'll continue the conversation. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
Breaks your heart. Somebody twice as smart as I. A somebody who will swear to be true as you used to do with me. Leave you.
Look, man,
to
I don't know of
that misery,
you know, anybody who's better than young Connor, man. Frank Sinatra?
It's Tony Bennett.
Tony Bennett, Frank Sinatra?
Yeah, but I could have played
some
Frank.
What's the difference?
Yeah.
I mean, that's nobody else does that, you know. 21 years old. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us the same number. So, Connor, on the podcast, you have a spot that talks about all the music you play, right?
Yeah, I have a Spotify playlist.
Okay, all right.
And so if anyone wants to go on there and check out all the music I play on here.
And for those of you who don't know, if you want to catch the podcast of the Earl Ingram Show, you go to where, Connor?
You can get the podcast either on the website or on Spotify. So you go to civicmedia.us, and then you go to shows, and then it'll have all the shows in every single day, and descriptions and timestamps for the different topics. And then if you go on Spotify, you can just search up the Earl Ingram Show. And it's right there. And the playlist is called the Earl Ingram Radio, if you want to listen to that.
All right, man. Thank you very much, man, for that great information. So, Pastor Lewis.
Yes, sir.
Man, it's time is moving just so quickly, man. How are you holding all these different things together, man? I mean, with all of the things that are going right now, you must be the busiest man there is.
Yeah, I'm busy, but you know, it's it doesn't really matter, because we all are busy. I mean, and if you don't get in, you know, you have to, you know, kind of get lost,
right?
Because we don't want people in the way. But the other thing is this, you know, we have 365 days in a year. And if we can't take a few months and really concentrate on making things better for ourselves, you know, that'd just be a crime. You know, this little bit, you know, I was kind of sick the other day, and people called me. They said, hey, man, you know, you need to take off. I said, no. You know, we've been sick before.
Right.
So, yeah. So you still need to get your work in. You know, it's not like I'm dying, but, you know, so my point is this. We got to work now, right now, because times are certainly like you said, moving right along, and nobody's going to wait for us. And I always say, listen, you know, nobody's going to come in on a white horse and save us.
Right.
We have to save ourselves. And I'm not just talking about black folks, Earl. I'm talking about black, brown, red, yellow.
The average American.
I'm talking about white Americans. The average American. So people, when they think souls through the polls, they really think, you know, we're talking about, you know, black folks.
Right.
But I'm telling you, we have to really engage ourselves with everyone, because a lot of our white brothers and sisters have eliminated themselves from the process intentionally because they're just sick of all the nonsense, the just lies and the untruths, all the things that are, you know, really making people's stomach turn. And I say that literally because it does make your stomach turn. Because when you have politicians who will burn up anything, they'll destroy anything just to keep power, you know, people get sick of that. And people know the truth. And you know, the biggest thing that we aren't realizing is that elephant in the room with these folks, the truth. The truth is the elephant in the ring. Somebody's got to call it out, and we can't be afraid of it. And that's why we're here, Brother Earl. You know, I was doing an interview the other day, and I was talking truths, and the guy said, you know, I'm going to be pretty in this. I said, man, what can I do besides tell the truth?
I know.
I mean, if I'm telling the truth, it doesn't really matter. You know, I say this, you know, I'm a man of faith, and I say, if, you know, it's all right with God, it certainly should be all right with me and you. So that's the bottom line, man. We got to start really being honest with ourselves. If we want to have a great America, we have to be honest with ourselves, Brother Earl. We cannot keep pretending like things aren't happening that are making things bad for people who you could help and would help build up this country enormously. If we don't start educating, if we don't start giving housing, if we don't start having good jobs that pay good family living wages, if we don't start doing these things, our democracy will become meaningless because a lot more people will disengage themselves from the process.
So what people need to understand, and you know it, is that right now there are people who are working day and night to prevent people from voting.
Yes.
There's I forgot the name of the organization that's taking people to court saying there are people who are voting early and they shouldn't be allowed to vote early. And there's something wrong with that because when they vote early, they cheat. And I'm like, hey, wait a minute. Voting early is for everybody. Listen, this is not Democrat or Republican.
Earl, let me tell you how irrational that statement is. They're talking about black and brown and people of color.
Yeah, I know.
And they do vote early, 20%.
Yeah, but everybody can vote early.
No, but let me finish.
I know.
And then 20% vote at early voting on location. 22% absentee ballots in the black community. Now, here's the problem with that statement. We can't get these people in our community to vote once. What makes you think we're going to get them to vote twice?
Well,
that doesn't make sense at all, man. These people have already disengaged a long time ago. White folks are just starting to disengage because of things that are happening in their lives right now because of Trumpism and those kind of things, disengaging in democracy. But they ain't disengaging in voting. They're very aggressive. And progressives, moderates, you better get out there to the polls, because if you don't, you're going to get outvoted enormously. You cannot stand by and watch what's going on. You have to get involved. Let's do it.
So hold the thought. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789 is the number. Souls to the Polls is in the studio in the personage of Pastor Greg Lewis. We'll be right back.
Amen. As I sit there applauding from a front row seat, when somebody breaks your heart like you,